Okay. Ready, counselor?
Ready.
Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone have any cell phones or any audible devices? If you silence them now, please, is not to disrupt the rest of this meeting. If you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move along. Item number three, this is discussion of possible action. Approval of the agenda for January the 21st, 2020. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, if I get a motion to approve.
I do have recommendations.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank
Mr. Osborne, any changes to make today's agenda?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We recommend that we move item number 11 and number 13 to after number 7. Our auditor, Mr. Costanza, is here, and we would like to be able to allow him to move on his way. And then we would like to continue number 8 to the February 4 Board of County Commissioners meeting here at the courthouse. And hold on, Mr. Chairman, just in
we're just reviewing.
Okay. We're good. Thank you.
All right. So the changes made just to move items 11 and 13 after number 7 and continue item 8 to February 4th, 2020. Once again, is there any public comment regarding this item? Are you getting a motion to approve?
I move to approve today's agenda with the noted modifications.
A motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along to item number 4. This is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda?
Mr. Chairman, there is one change we ask. Okay. Staff would like to ask that set number 4, which is 4-5-V, that item be moved to after number 18. There's an addendum we would like to bring to the board. So Roman numeral 5.
4. Roman numeral 4?
No, it's 5.
No, okay.
For possible action approval of policies.
Moving Roman numeral 5 after 18?
Yes.
All right. Once again, any public comment regarding this item? Get a motion to approve the amended consent agenda?
I move to approve the amended consent agenda.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 5, discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. So on the right side of the room, Sheriff Antonoro.
Paper that I've just handed out, just a little report card showing what the Sheriff's Office has done over the last year, breakdown of all our incidents, cases, arrests, whatnot, civil process, the amount of time that our CERT volunteers have put in. Got several copies of it that I'll put in the back here available for the public if they want. Feel free to look over it. About a 5% change over 2018. Some categories up a little bit, some down a little bit, pretty well flat overall. I wanted to put this out since we're getting ready to head into budget planning and everything, and you can see what we're doing and where we're going with stuff. If we need a longer view, a 5 or 10 year snapshot, we can do that. But all in all, looks like we're holding our own.
Looks like you're pretty busy.
A little bit.
Commissioners, have any questions for the sheriff? Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Public Works and the Operations. Mike Northen.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Director of IT, James Dean.
James Dean, Story County IT Director. A couple of announcements. We are pulling the trigger on Office 365 cutover next week, January the 27th. That's Monday. We're going to do it in the beginning of the week so we can work out any bugs and not have to go through a weekend of no email or no services. So expect to have some bounced emails and some confusion and some staff training and stuff next week. We're going to roll out public safety first. We're going to do dispatch this week so that we can get through any of the critical issues, and then we'll do public safety like fire and sheriff. We'll follow up with the commissioners and department heads, then public-facing departments, and then finally all the rest of the staff. We'll be doing phones last because we want to get the county back into business as soon as possible. Myself, Jen Chapman, and Vanessa Stevens attended the National Governors Association Policy Academy on Election Security last week. The state is looking at security pretty seriously these days, and the Secretary of State's office has had a pretty large push on getting some cyber hygiene tests done, and now they're actually moving on with more Department of Homeland Security level testing, penetration testing. We actually sat down at Vanessa's computer last week and exploded 11 payloads on an actual county computer to determine if our antivirus and firewalls are working properly. Out of the 11 tests, we got 100%. So we're tracking fairly well on our security upgrades throughout the county. That's all I got.
Great. Any questions for James? Thank you, James.
Thanks.
Director of Tourism, Danny Dotson.
Mr. Chairman, good night today. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. All things water. Clean and not clean, Mike Devon.
So I'm going to start with just a little brief discussion on the Gold Hill Water Treatment Package Plant. The reason for the continuance is in legal review, and that review, by the way, is 319 pages worth of contract documents. Both USDA, SRF, and Keith has discovered a couple of small inconsistencies that we need to get ironed out with the funding entities prior to actually requesting your approval of the contract. So we'll be setting up a conference call with USDA and SRF to get some of the language requirements ironed out prior to the 4th of February, so that's where we are on that. And I will mention that we did receive three proposals, and the one we hope to bring forward to you is the low amount, and we received two others. One was actually over the engineer's estimate of it was almost $282,000. Their high estimate was $275,000, and the one we're looking at is well within that $275,206. So just stay tuned, and we'll have everything hopefully ironed out by the 4th. So we'll be back to see you on that. On the Hillside Tank Project, the geologist has completed the survey of the slide area to the west and northwest of the tank location. We're expecting his written report to be completed probably this week. We may even have it now, but I haven't checked with Keith this morning down at far west. And I'll just briefly sum up their findings. They completed looking at available data for the site, did a site reconnaissance. Joe McKinney was the senior geophysicist that looked at it for us. He's with NOVA Geotechnical Services out of Reno, and basically has concluded that the area is not a large-scale landslide and that the hillside is grossly stable. He observed no significant cracks or fissures indicating mass hillside movement or imminent failure. So therefore, in his opinion, he sees no possible impact of a landslide on the water tanks. So our due diligence has produced good news. We're now going to move forward with completing the final engineering plans and drawings, and then hope to be out to bid within a couple of months for getting this project off the ground and completed by year's end. So that's where we are with that. Any questions?
Any questions for Mike? No, great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
The Lockwood Senior Center, Beth Kemp.
Lockwood Senior Center. So my first update is about our soup cook-off. We did our first fundraiser. We had 32 people that attended, and we made $150 in fundraising for our senior community. The next update is for the meet and greet that we will be holding on January 23rd, where I will be introducing myself to the community. And then following that, we will also have our town hall meeting. So that starts at 5:30. And that's it. Any questions?
Right. Any questions for Beth? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Public Works Director Jason Wierzbeski.
Nothing new today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Spree County Senior Center. Stacey York. Story County Recorder, Jen Chapman. Oh, excuse me. Recorder. HR.
Nothing at this moment. I've got some things later.
Okay. Old habits are hard to break.
Thank you.
County Fire Chief, I think, Jeff Devin.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Jeff Nevin. Just a couple quick things. As you probably remember from one of the previous meetings, we did a Christmas tree recycle program this year. Pretty successful. We had over 24 trees, I believe, that were collected, have already been shipped, and are in storage up near the Public Works Ice House facility up there. So that'll be used for future projects. Hopefully next year we'll get a little bit bigger turnout with that. New program, so a little bit of uncertainty, I'm sure. Our fuels crew will continue work along Geiger Grade and in the Highlands this week. Nothing going on today with the expected winds. They had planned to do some burns, and we canceled that because of the weather outside. So the rest of the week will be pretty busy. Our burn permits are still available for anybody who needs those in the Painted Rock and Mark Twain area. It's the only allowable areas to burn. And our trailers are still available. So that's about all we have. Any questions?
Does the Christmas tree recycling, are you coordinating with waste management on that since we negotiated that in our new contract?
No. It was spur of the moment, but go ahead.
I'll just mention, the franchise agreement does have it, but it's at a cost, I think, what you're providing.
I should remember that. Okay.
This was free of charge, no donations or anything like that. The fire district did incur an insignificant fee for some signage, but we were able to cover that. So.
Use the trees for a bonfire?
Nope. They'll be used in the parks, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks, Chief. You guys have questions for Jeff? All right. Over at the Planning Department, Kathy Cantrell.
Kathy Canfield, for the record, just to let you know that we will be interviewing three individuals for the open Planning Commissioner seat this Friday, so we should be bringing that forward to you after that with a recommendation for your approval.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kathy. From the Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain. Also from the Comptroller's Office, Mr. Gallagher.
Nothing at this time, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Did I miss anybody right there? Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Lewis.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. County Manager, Austin Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one thing, there's been some discussion out there regarding the Tesla Government Services Agreement. There was a statement made that there's $1.2 million in default, and I don't believe that to be correct. Going through the records, 2018 and 19, everything is current. 2019 and 20, I believe everything is current. We're going through all of the documents and all of the correspondence to guarantee that. To make sure everything is, I did have a check for about $164,000 or so in my hands about 3 weeks ago, and that was for the first quarter payment of this fiscal year. I just want to remind us that the government services agreement is not expired in 2018. It went to a lesser rate because the company believed that the building would be completed and there would be substantially less inspections occurring out there. Right now, the building is not completed, but there are substantially less inspections occurring out there because there's not a lot of construction happening, despite there are a lot of industry happening. We believe everything is good, but at the same time, have talked with Chris Riley out of Tesla to renegotiate the agreement to get it adjusted. We wanted to wait for our audit with Mr. Costanza in the comptroller's office, and our department heads are doing a full-time equivalent analysis right now and providing numbers to my office on what they believe their FTE is, what you would call, is being spent on the Gigafactory, most notably the Community Development Department. As there may be future construction phases coming, we need to consider that as well. And that research will be ongoing, and I'll have a response back to you shortly. Secondly, my office alone has received 10 public records requests in the last several weeks. 7 of them came this morning. Still keeping hours. At this point, I am getting to the point where I'm going to request in our budget system a full-time or a part-time employee that does nothing but public records. Our district attorney, and I'll let Keith talk for himself if he wants to, but he's informed me about 20% of his time is being used on public records requests as opposed to providing quality legal counsel to our team.
That's accurate.
All right. Well, this all goes hand in hand with the fake news that we keep getting published out there. So it's easier just to write anything and publish it. You don't have to be truthful when you put anything online. So we're going to continue to deal with this, and you're only going to have to continue to deal with the public records request no matter how much time that they want to waste of your job of doing county business.
And I just want, for the record, to be very clear, we're still validating and making sure everything is current, and we'll get back to you on the absolute status of that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Austin. We also have an attendance today, represented from RAD Strategies, Ronell Donson. Did you have anything today, Ronell? No? Okay. Thank you. So over to the clerk's office, Ms. Nevin. Nothing? All right. That concludes item 5. We'll move on now to item number 6. These are board comments. We'll take no action on public comment. I'll start at the far end of the table with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today, thank you.
All right, we'll move along to Vice Chairman Jay Carmona.
Nothing today.
And I do have nothing today. We will move along now to item number 7. This is discussion of possible action, approval of National Radon Month Proclamation.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be covering this year.
Okay.
So I'll just give you a summary of where we are. This is January's 2020 Radon Awareness Month. The purpose of this really is to educate people in our community about radon and radon gas. And it's a cooperation with Nevada Department of Health and the UNR Cooperative Extension. There are free test kits for radon available at the Lockwood Senior Center. And I believe there might be at the Virginia City Senior Center. I'm getting a nod yes. So you can get your radon kits to check it in your house. There will be two presentations given on radon on February 12th at 12:15 at the Lockwood Senior Center and February 20th at 1 o'clock at the Virginia City Senior Center regarding this matter. There is a proclamation in your packet regarding this matter. It is a proclamation declaring January 2020 as National Radon Action Month in Story County, Nevada. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Hawthorne. Is there public comment regarding this item? We get a motion to approve this. Mr. Osborne has already read the proclamation into the record.
I, Jay Carmona, move to proclaim January 2020 as National Radon Action Month in Story County.
I'll second your motion.
Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. As we've already amended today's agenda, next up is going to be item 11. This is discussion and possible action. Review and possible approval of the Story County audited financial statements for the year ending June 30, 2019, completed by DiPietro and Thornton. And since today, we have Joe Costanza, who's on the audit. Mr. Gallagher, who's going to take this? I guess you are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller, and Joe Costanza from DiPietro and Thornton. The financial statements have been completed. I think Joe's got a little summary and some comments for you, and will welcome any questions that you may have regarding the audit.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Board. Joe Costanza with the firm DiPietro and Thornton. Obviously, we performed your audit for the year. First thing first, clean opinion, unmodified opinion. So everything does look good on the audit. No issues there, no departures from GAAP or anything like that. We're happy with everything that happened there. This is my third year doing the audit, and I'd like to say that I do really appreciate working with both the Comptroller's Office and everyone in Story County. It's a good thing to come up here. I know later in the year I'm kind of a little want to take a break, but I love coming up to Story County. It's always nice to come up here. This year, the financial part of the audit kind of did really well compared to their budget. The general fund was budgeted to make $1 million, ended up making, over $5.5 million. Taxes obviously are doing well, a lot from the state that went up that was not expected, and obviously the Tesla money obviously always helps. So everything looked good. Net position, you're still in the positive, $3.3 million in the governmental funds, $17.84 in the business funds, which are the water and the sewer. Overall, $21.37 million is your net position. That includes the liabilities that are on there for both the pension and the OPEB liabilities that have been added the last few years from governmental accounting. Kind of what I want to talk to you about was kind of issues that I encountered during the audit. None of them were really terrible, but I just kind of wanted to go over them just so everyone knows. One of the things this year, a big thing, was there was a transfer over to the new Tyler software. I could just tell you from working with the software, where you were to where you are is a massive leap forward. It's going to help you guys find things and handle your accounting software much better. I mean, it was going from standard television to high definition. It was an incredible thing. The process to go there is never easy. And there were some learning curves and everything. And I think that everyone that worked on it did a really good job. But that was one of the things that happened during the year to get through the new system to get it working right to where it is now was a process, and I think there was a lot of hard work done in both the comptroller's office and everywhere within the county. But, you know, I'll tell you, even though we did, you know, it caused a little bit of some delays in the audit, it is a really good system. You could find things a lot easier. And like I said, using it compared to the old system was night and day. I still had to use the old system during the audit, and when I had to go back to that, you know, it was a chore for me. You know, I wish I could still just use the new system for everything. The other thing I'd like to bring up is kind of the what we do during the audit is there are two factors here. One of them is to find out how the financial statements look and if they're in conformity with accounting standards. The other thing is to kind of look at the accounting system that you guys have in place and to see if it's, you know, structured correctly to make sure that there are no issues. We did find three issues. I just wanted to go over them. One of them was a significant deficiency, which is actually, it sounds really bad, but it's a lower level thing, and that was the AR from the ambulance for the fire. They're still working on it. There was improvement this year, but we're still working on getting that tied down every month. Like I said, it's not material to the financial statement, so it's not a big deal, and I do see improvement there, but it was something that we wanted to bring to your attention again. The other thing that we've brought to your attention the last few years is that we prepare the financial statements, and then we have them reviewed, and then, you know, kind of that process rather than the comptroller's office preparing them. This is the case with just about every county that's smaller in size, and it's not a big deal, but it's something we like to bring up because, you know, it is something ideally. Preparing your own financial statements is the best practice. Do I think it's realistic with your size? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's the best way to spend your money. It's just something that we like to bring up to let you know that ideally that is the process. Is it something that we see realistic? No. And what we have seen through the years is more and more being done by the comptroller's office, which has been a great help. They, you know, Hugh has added to writing a lot of the notes. You know, he wrote the Bateman note verbatim for me. I just kind of slipped it in, and they really tell us where everything goes and let me okay it. So it is a good process. It is something we like to bring up every year, but, you know, it's not something that we think is a major thing. The other thing is, one of the things that we noticed this year was there's really no month-end close, per se, by the accounting department. We did bring this up that we think that maybe if there is a month-end close, more and more things that maybe some of the things that we find at the end of the year will be found during the year. Again, is it a big deal? No, but it would help, you know, speed up the financial statements, have more accurate records. The problem that they run into there is there's three people in the comptroller's office, and it's a hard process. When you're someone your size, I mean, I'm kind of holding you to standards of a public company when, you know, you're a regional company. I'm probably holding you to higher standards than they need to be there because everyone has a great work ethic. But it's something I do like to point out just because there could always be improvement. And, you know, I see it every year I've been here. I've seen improvement within the organization. I like to think it's because, you know, we bring these things up because when I have a meeting and I meet with Hugh and I meet with even Austin and tell them these things. They're taken very seriously and they're moving to that every time, moving forward. And it's a really good thing to see. So I want you to know, even though I bring these things up, it's just part of the audit. It's part of my required thing to tell you. I am very happy with the way everything is handled here. And I'm extremely happy to work with, you know, the people here. And like I said, I think you guys are on the right path and the financial statements were done. Clean opinion for the accounting system overall.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Costanza?
Good report.
It's very good. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
That's it.
Any questions for you, Austin?
I don't. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We're good to go.
Thank you.
Mr. Gallagher, did you have anything to follow up on this?
Nothing, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'm not sure if the public has a comment.
I'll ask the public comment now then, okay? Is there a public comment regarding this, the audit of financial statements? Okay. Ms. Bart.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Just a question on your findings in the fact. There It notes two material, a material weakness has been identified and significant deficiency. Are those the lack of creating our own internal financial statements and the month-end close? Is that what that relates to? Which was just explained.
Let Mr. Cassandra respond to that.
Okay. Material weakness isn't a good thing.
No, material weakness is not a good thing, and that's why we have to report it. What it does mean is that we have to do extra steps to make sure everything, you know, is properly classified at the end of the year. I can't accept that everything is going well. It puts more work into the audit to kind of double-check the accounts. Luckily, everything is working good, but there is a process. That's where I say, as you're finding things throughout the year, it could create a problem, you know, if without the month-end close.
Okay, and so is there corrective action in place to eliminate the material weakness?
Yes, there is. Okay. We've talked about it, and like I said, everyone's been very open.
Okay.
Do I think it's going to be, like, you know, one of the things is the financial statements, and you'll see this on many counties. Do I think you're going to type out your own statements? It's probably something that at your size, you're probably going to have to live with, or you're going to have to hire someone.
Okay, that is the reason for material.
Yes.
Is because we don't do our financial statements. That's been explained.
You know, if I could take a second to kind of explain material weakness versus significant deficiency. So a significant deficiency is something in your internal control that could lead to maybe a misstatement in the financial statements. It wouldn't be material. It wouldn't be material. A material deficiency is one that could possibly lead to a material misstatement. Now, part of the reason why I'm here is to make sure it doesn't, but it's something that we like to point out, but it doesn't mean there is a material misstatement. It just means that there's, you know, a system there where it can happen. And like I said, counties much bigger than yours don't prepare their own financial statements. So this is not, you're not out of the norm. You're pretty much where you're supposed to be. I just think it's a nice thing to point out, you know, places where you can, because there's been great improvement over the years within the comptroller's office, helping us move to that point, you know, every year. And every year we go over this and the corrected, we try to push it further and further. It's just something that we're required to say. I wouldn't put out the statements if I thought there was something materially wrong with them. I wouldn't work with anybody I didn't think that didn't want to, you know, make everything perfect in the statement. So, you know, like I said, I'm happy. It's just something that we do like to point out because it's good knowledge for you guys to know. It's really where everything is and where there are improvements. But like I said, for your size, they're probably nitpicky things I'm doing, just kind of things I'm required to do by statute. I'm not very worried about them. It does create just a little bit more work during the audit, but otherwise you're going to be paying a lot of money to someone to...
Thank you. One last question is where it says, auditee qualified as low-risk auditee, no.
Yes. So under the terms of the single... I am sorry.
No, that's okay.
Under the terms of the single audit, which is the audit of your grants, if you do have a material weakness, you're not a low-risk auditee. It's not a bad thing. It just means I have to take a look at 40% of your grants rather than 20%. And the 40% of your grants were perfect. So... You know, even though you weren't low risk, you were perfectly on the numbers. So you had a harder audit that I had to do, and you came out with flying colors. So the numbers were really good. Just made me do a little bit more work to say that you guys were really good at it. But it's just kind of a technical thing where if there is a material weakness, we have to put you at a, can't put you at low risk.
Thank you, Mr. Costanza. Open up for additional public comment. Fair enough. I can get a motion to approve the audited financial from DPHO Authority.
Hi, Jay Carmona hereby approve the Story County audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2019.
I'll second your motion.
I move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Mr. Costanza.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. We like good news. Alrighty, next up is going to be item number 13, discussion on possible action Consideration and possible approval of resolution 20-564 authorizing refund in excess funds paid for community development permits in the amount of $71,266.97. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is before you today as a result of the fact that back in 2017, community development fees for certain permits, commercial and building permits, were increased by 10% without benefit of the resolution of the board authorizing that increase. As a result of that, Mr. Costanza did a review of the community development permits to see how much of an overpayment there was, and that is included in the packet that's before you today, which came up with approximately $71,266.97. Now, this is presented to the board. It's addressed to the discretion of the board under the authority to grant a refund if the request for the refund seemed legitimate and would be equitable to authorize the refund. And so that's what we're here for today.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. This was brought to the board several months ago, and we had continued it until more research could be done and a resolution to that issue, which we've come to a resolution. So it was my recommendation at that meeting, is my recommendation today that we go ahead and refund these amounts to people who would be deemed to have been overcharged on their building permits. So, looking for any conversation with my fellow commissioners on this.
Chairman, personally, I'd like a little more time. I don't want to delay this any longer, but I do have some documents I received from the DA's office, and I'd like a little more time to review it, possibly push this off until the February 4th meeting.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
I don't have a particular issue with continuing it to the February 4th. It looks to me like it's a pretty simple process. We had a fee increase without a proper resolution adopted by the board. And so it's clear that we owe some folks some money somewhere, I believe. So generally, I think it's pretty forthright, but I certainly can wait till February 4th.
I can too. We'll look for the legal counsel. Should we go ahead and take public comment, even though it looks like we're going to continue this item?
Yes, we should.
All right, thank you. We'll open up for public comment. Hearing none, then, Jay, if we can get a motion to continue this to the February 4th meeting.
Sure. Jay Carmona moved to continue this item to the February 4th meeting at the Story County Courthouse. So, good.
I'll second your motion.
All right. Moved to second to continue this item to February the 4th. 10 a.m. in this room. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. We've already continued item 8 to the same meeting date, which will bring us on to item number 9, discussion of possible action. Phase 2 of the Story County Strategic Plan, public workshop and adoption of a mission statement, a vision statement for the plan, and direction to staff to commence public workshops in communities across the county to develop goals and objectives supporting the mission of the vision statements. Schroeder. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, Linda Ritter Consulting, and I'm here to talk to you about possible mission and vision statements for Story County. As you recall, we had a workshop in November, where we talked about some key phrases that you'd like to see in those statements. I developed several, took them through your staff and the county manager, and then we presented some of those to the public to get their response. And on your table, I placed the results of that survey that we did. We had 5 for a vision statement. Remember, a vision statement should be future-focused, inspirational, provide a picture of what Story County will look like in the future, what your aspirations are for the future. And we presented five different alternatives. There were two, if you look at the actual scores that came through the surveys, two of them had the same weighted average, okay? Number one is Story, this is a vision statement. Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle is treasured, and where businesses large and small thrive. That actually received the most, we had a rating scale from 1 to 5. That statement received the most 5-point ratings. The other one, when you looked at that weighted score, that scored just as high was number 3, which is Story County celebrates its independent spirit, its rich history, its enviable quality of life, and its contribution to the Nevada economy. That one received more of the 4 rating, and that's why it gave it weighted out just the same as item 1. We did get some comments on the statement, first statement comment about adding something about history. The reason some of these didn't have about history, because if you're looking at a vision statement for the entire county, perhaps history isn't as important in some areas as there are others. But certainly that is completely up to you if you'd like to include that in your vision statement. There were other comments that we've listed for you. I was very pleased with the response. Vision and mission statements aren't terribly popular and exciting for people to weigh in on. And you had 53 respondents. And that is actually very good. That's more than what I anticipated to get. This was an online survey, and again, I was very happy with the response. So perhaps we'll split this up in two. We'll just talk about the vision statement. Is there any other change? I guess, what is the desire of the board as far as that vision statement?
Fellow commissioners to weigh in on this.
And certainly open it up if you want to make any, come up with ones of your own wording changes. I'm prepared to note those and record those.
Mr. Chairman, what I think what Ms. Ritter had talked about is there's three options here. At the last meeting, you've given direction to our team to put together a vision statement, and that had consisted of post-it notes with all different kinds of words and phrases that we felt were important to us. As the public weighed in on it, our department heads, you all, me, and Ms. Ritter had put together all of that into cohesive statements, and then that had been posted online as well as with our department heads and staff and myself, and we weighed in on it. Her suggestion at number 1 has more merit to it based on the survey results. I don't disagree with that, and welcome any other questions. At this point, once we're able to get a vision and mission statement, then we can start working with the communities and developing goals and objectives that align with those.
The vision and mission statements gets us kick-started. That's not to say that after we go through the process, you get all the feedback back, you have your goals and objectives, you don't want to tweak those statements. You certainly can. I don't want you to think that you're locked into picking one of these and this is what you have to stick with, because you might learn more as you go out to the communities and want to make some adjustments to that to make it really reflect what the communities feel, what your residents feel. So if you like any of these, again, one seemed to be the most favorable, which is Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle is treasured, and where businesses large and small thrive. What you're saying is that's what you guys want to be known for in the future.
seem to be a few comments on what independence means. Mm-hmm. I think it would be important if we do go with that, that when we build the goals and objectives, that those are well-defined, what exactly that means. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the belief of this board and the people participated is a county where people here have a tendency to be independent and like to do things and not have a lot of interference from government.
They want to chart their own course. That's yep. pretty much what I saw that. And that's a discussion we'll have in the communities is, okay, how is that done? You know, what does that mean to you? So we'll be able to refine those. Your goals and objectives will reflect that mission and vision statements.
I believe that applies to our residences as well as our businesses, both small and large. Part of the reason they come to this county is because they have exactly what Linda described. They know what the ground is they work in, and they get to choose their own destiny without interference.
Number one looks good to me.
Okay. So if you'd like to choose one of those, then we can we'll go ahead with that, but we'll certainly, when the plan is completed, bring it back for reconsideration if you choose to.
Oops. What do you think, Lance?
In a quick read-through, there's quite a lot to absorb through this, yeah. and a lot of comments from our constituents. I think that as a mission statement, item number 10 probably approaches the mission statement
yes.
As intended.
Yes.
You know, if you read the mission statement, it should provide a brief explanation of what Story County government is, what it does, how it does what it does, and for whom it's done.
Correct.
And it appears to me that item number 10 approaches that closely.
For the mission statement, that absolutely was the case.
It is a mission statement.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The mission is looking at what you are doing now. Why do you exist? And that's what item 10. And let me read that. So we strive to provide excellent and efficient services, be accessible and transparent, preserve our past and embrace our future, provide safe and predictable places for our residents, businesses, and stakeholders. That's why you folks are here, is to do that.
Yeah, I prefer that. Also, I see on the notes down below, we talk about removing accessible and transparent. I prefer to leave that in. I think we strive to be transparent and accessible, and we're doing that through software and more reporting, and we're investing a lot of money and effort into transparency, and I think that's an important
Okay. So that's for your mission statement and vision statement. Again, it seems like statement one was the favored for the vision statement.
Item number one was the favorite?
Yes, for the vision statement. Mm-hmm. For vision, you've got two statements. Vision is number one. 10 was the mission statement that was favored through the comments.
There's only two for mission statement. There's the two on the back. Yeah,
yeah, there was four that we provided, but the last one, number 10. You see what I gave you, the little number with the circle is where they rated on the surveys.
So are we accepting both the mission statement and the vision statement?
Yes, yes.
Separately. Okay. So I think that comes right in where Jay was interested in the vision statement number one, and Lance was interested in the mission statement number 10. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So those are both fine choices.
I like in number 10 under the mission statement, changing the word from predictable to welcoming. I think welcoming is we've certainly got the welcome mat out everywhere. So I wouldn't have a problem with changing predictable to welcoming.
Mr. Commissioner, any other comment? Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman,
go right ahead.
Just in commenting on this myself, I agree with that. The predictable was discussed in there as far as like our business climate, having a predictable environment in which to work. They know that the conditions they have today are going to be with them into the foreseeable future, and they can expand and know that in the future they'll be able to do that. That's what that word was. Would you be okay of having both words?
So you're saying it'd be predictable for businesses and stakeholders and then welcoming for our residents?
It'd be for everything for everybody. So predictable is you don't change every day. It isn't like a bureaucratic model. A lot of times you get, you know, what we talked about earlier today with NDOT, you know, it depends on who shows up that day. We don't want to be that way. Our staff, our commissioners, our entire team are consistent with our residences, with our businesses, and that's a predictable environment.
So you said add welcoming. So you're saying predictable and welcoming?
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman was asking to have welcoming as well.
Oh, okay.
I welcome having both.
Unintended.
I'm okay with both. I think that works. Yeah.
I'm good with both your suggestions.
Okay.
Are we looking for a choice on both today?
Yes.
I like number one in a vision statement. I certainly agree with that. Very independent community. Rural lifestyle in Nevada is treasured here. And business large and small thrive. That's certainly true.
Is there a place you would see fit to add the rich history for the vision statement?
Yeah, we could do that.
Could you say, Ms. Ritter, where the rural Nevada lifestyle and rich history?
There you go.
Yes.
It's treasured. That would work.
Okay. Okay, would you like me to read those two then for your consideration for possible motion? Okay. For your vision statement, Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle and rich history is treasured, and where businesses large and small thrive. That's for your vision, your mission statement. We strive to provide excellent and efficient services, be accessible and transparent, preserve our past, embrace our future, and provide safe, predictable, and welcoming places for our residents, businesses, and stakeholders.
What does it mean when we say predictable places? What's the definition of predictable places for residents?
I think that's what we were talking about, again, when we were talking about the business community, that it's predictable, and maybe we need to rework that.
I think another word, I can't find it right this minute, but I believe predictable places could be improved.
Okay.
May I weigh in, Mr. Chairman? Perhaps the predictable could go to the beginning of that sentence where we strive to provide excellent, efficient, and predictable services.
Yep.
And that would take predictable out of place, I agree with you, and predictable moving it over to service and then leaving the rest of it the same.
Yep.
That might work.
I like predictable services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it would be we strive to provide excellent, efficient, and predictable services, be accessible and transparent, preserve our past and embrace our future, and provide safe and welcoming places for our residents, businesses, and stakeholders. That's a good move. Very good.
Well, I would move to approve Austin's rewrite of item number 10, personally.
I like that.
And I believe that under vision statement, item number 1 should stand as drafted.
Without the rich history part or with it?
I'm not seeing rich history. Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle is treasured, and where business, large and small, thrive. That would be our vision statement.
Commissioner Carmona asked that we add after lifestyle and rich history is treasured.
And what? Say once more.
And rich history is treasured.
Where lifestyle and rich history is treasured?
Yeah.
That works.
I'm good with both those.
I'm good too.
I like them. with the changes.
See if the public wants to weigh in on this.
Sure.
All right. Well, we open up for public comment on this. Mr. Norton.
Thank you, Commissioners. Mike Northam in my capacity as a Story County resident. I want to thank Ms. Ritter for the huge amount of work. She did a great job herding all the cats to get us to the point where we are now. The mission and vision statements were all very good in my opinion. I didn't see anything in there objectionable or inappropriate or missing the mark by any stretch. I would very much like to thank the board and strongly encourage you guys to retain the language in there that deals with cultural preservation. I think the language in there deals with that well enough with your rewrites. I would just submit that cultural preservation is extremely important to a lot of people, and a lot of people in this county have shared my opinions about that. I categorically reject the idea that the Californianization of Western Nevada is either inevitable or desirable. And I would further submit that the reason that the county is in the enviable position that it is you know, has some factors involved with it, but is largely due to the culture of the people that have lived here and live here now. And I very much appreciate that you guys retain that language in there. Thank you.
Thanks for your input. Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question, Mr. Northam, and probably Ms. Ritter as well, is if we were to have cultural preservation in the statement, I would ask, would it be appropriate to have that noted and then put it into the goals and objectives and then start lining those out rather than in the vision mission statement? I think a couple board members had made the comment that how much of that applies to other communities as opposed to other things, so that could be tailored more maybe in that part of the strategic plan.
Right. When we go to the different communities, we'll be asking them what is important to them. And I imagine some communities that cultural preservation is going to be extremely important. What you will see under your plan is you're going to see a goal specifically about that that's going to take that up. And it may be specific to place as well. So if you have a community, look, that's not as important. We need to note that in the strategic plan so we know where that community's preferences are. But certainly that's going to be a goal. I fully anticipate that's going to be a very strong goal in the plan.
And with Commissioner Carmona's addition of history being rich, that cultural preservation it's goal that went aligned there. Yes. Are you comfortable, Mr. Newman?
I am. I'm in favor of the idea that it's tailored for different communities. Obviously, the history is here. The rural Nevada lifestyle is a few other places in the county that aren't steeped in the history, the historical structures as we are, but I would love to see, yeah, absolutely that addressed. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for your input, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. We'll continue on with public input, public comment. Okay, hearing none. Unless we get a motion to approve Ms. Ritter's work here, the mission and vision statements, as changed or amended, I guess I should say.
Do you want to finish up on your motion, or do you want to just make a new one?
Well, go ahead and clean it up. That'd be great.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve item number one for our vision statement with the noted modification, and item number 10 for our mission statement with the noted modification.
Right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Unanimously. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And Dan, one aye, one note. We will, as we go through the process, there will be more outreach to the communities, asking for survey data, comments, and you will get that much sooner next time. I apologize for the lateness of you receiving that. We wanted to give as much time as possible for people to chime in. But I'll make sure you get it in time to certainly consider it.
Before you leave, what communities were given this survey?
It was put out online through the Story County website. On your website, there's a special place right on the front, on the front of the homepage, where a person can tag in. We've got, I believe, some FAQs. We've got an explanation of what it is, and then a link to any surveys that we're going to do. So that's going to be the place that anybody in the county can look and get an update. We'll post this mission and vision statement out there. We'll have the schedules for the workshops we're having in the communities out there. So we've got that one place out there on your website that's going to give all the updated information on that.
Did any of this go out through social media, or do people find it on the website? I'm just curious because there were some, you know, some heavy comments in there.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking to Renault. I do believe we posted, I do know that we posted this on the social media for the county and on the website as well. It's got a big button where you click
in
there.
Okay, so the county social media page.
Yeah, and then this will kick off the workshops that occur in Lockwood and throughout the county where all of this material will be distributed, and then we'll make sure everyone knows how to get a hold of these links.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Next up is item number 10. Authorize the county manager to approve a contract with Far West Engineering not to exceed $70,000 to develop the first phase of Story County Water Resources Master Plan.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had talked about this for quite some time. This is the contract to do the Water Resources Master Plan for the county, starting off with the Comstock and the Highlands and Mark Twain. Really, the task, I'll just summarize shortly, is project management, demands, resources management, reliability and capacity of the water systems, the future of water, developing a master plan, and then modifying and looking at the draft master plan before it comes to this board. I've said it a dozen times what this really is about, what it is about taking all of the water resources known for the Comstock and assessing what the future growth potential is on the Comstock, the current demands on the Comstock, and then looking at what future demands there might be in the Highlands and Mark Twain, and then assessing that against the resources that may come from excess water not decreed by the Marlette Decree, or the Franktown Decree, for our area. And that's really the purpose of what this is. It gives us a snapshot into the future of where our resources is and where our infrastructure might need to be for the purpose of providing water. This is phase one. In the future, we may consider other places such as Try and Lockwood, but they have their own general improvement districts. It may be as simple as just adding those as appendices to our plan, as they will have their own plans. This is also in response to Nevada revised statutes under Senate Bill, I believe it was Senate Bill, from the last legislative action regarding having a water resources master plan. The cost in here is to not exceed $70,000. The actual cost should be around $66,000.
Very good. Any questions for all seven of us, commissioners?
Not this time.
Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing enough, we get a motion to approve this contract.
Based on the recommendation by staff and in conformance with the 2016 Story County Master Plan, I, Jay Carmona, authorize the county manager to approve a contract with Far West Engineering not to exceed $70,000 to develop the first phase of the Story County Water Resources Master Plan, a master plan and capital improvement plan for future water demand, supply and storage, transmission, and distribution for Central and South Story County communities, including the Comstock, Highlands, and Mark Twain.
We'll second.
Been moved in second to approve this contract. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 12, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible action to authorize Public Works Department to commence proceedings to remove obstructions on Lousetown Road near its intersection with Long Valley Road. Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This really has actually been taken care of at the moment. There are no longer any obstructions. It's understanding that one of the property owners removed the obstructions. Public Works has since been out there and bladed some drainage improvements. But so I left this on here mostly for an educational purpose in that if the board authorizes the removal of obstructions, there is a process set out in statute which the district attorney's office would issue a letter 5 days in advance of an action that we might take telling the landowner, look, you got to remove the obstructions. If you don't, we're going to have Public Works do it. We're going to charge you for their costs in having to remove the obstructions, plus it authorizes an action in district court to get attorney's fees, $250 a day in fines, and it puts a lot of pressure on the landowner to remove whatever it is that's obstructing the roadway. So I just wanted to leave that on the agenda to explain that part of the process. if we just go out and remove the obstructions, then there's no authority to go ahead and recover costs or fines or fees or anything of that nature.
So are we looking for a vote on this issue today or
no.
Just an informational?
This is just informational at this point. The obstructions have been removed.
Thank you. Wasn't there a concern that these obstructions may return once the county was done with their...
Yes, there is that concern. I know that the individual that owns the land where the obstructions were placed is doing some historical research on the roadway. I have also done that research, and I think we're in pretty good shape. But at this point, there is some possibility that the obstructions will return, but they're not there now. And if the obstructions do return, then we'll come back to the board and ask for the authority to go ahead and pursue it.
All right. Want to weigh in?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just asking, Mr. Loomis, would there be any benefit to having the board take action on this today just in case that were to happen? It's done preemptively.
I don't have it set up in the agenda for that type of purpose, so it would have to be placed on the agenda as for future issues. And yes, that could possibly work, but at this point, I don't want to do that.
So I'd like to chime in. First of all, thanks for getting this taken care of. Second, we just to clarify, we are moving forward to specify where the easement ends, what his property is, where his property ends. Is that what we're moving towards? Like
that's
an official answer?
That's part of the process, yes.
Okay. And how far out are we, you think?
In February.
On Lousetown Road, it's pretty clear.
Okay.
There is the question, the more difficult issue is Long Valley Road.
Lousetown would be?
That is a
priority.
Public road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a public road. It's been, at one time it was a toll road. Toll roads, as by law, revert to the county about, I think it's 5 years after they've been authorized. The county can continue the toll road nature, but I don't find anything that says the county ever continued the toll road, so it would fall to the county. When the toll road was authorized, and I'm not positive on this, but I believe the right-of-way was 60 feet wide. That's the one thing I still have to look at.
Okay, so the area that all this debris was placed on, is it... What you're telling me is that is actually county property?
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Yes.
The full width.
But I don't have the full width of the authorized toll road at this point.
Okay. And so that will come soon?
Soon.
Okay.
Since we're not going to take action, do we need to take public comment on this?
It's set up as possible action. I'd say, to be conservative, yes, take public comment.
Okay. With that said, we'll take public comment on this item. Anyone like to speak? All right. Hearing none. Looks like next up is number 14. Item 14, discussion of possible action. Special use permit 2020-001 request by applicant Echo Compliance Corporation to construct and operate a medical waste thermal destruction plant and potential commercial power generation from waste. Ms. Canfield.
Yes, thank you. This application is for a medical waste thermal destruction plant. It's located at 475 Pittsburgh Avenue in the Tri-Center. This application was originally reviewed and approved by the board in December 2017. The permit then expired while the applicant was waiting to get their permits from the state. As of last week, and probably the week before now, they've received their NDE permits now, and they are asking to have this permit, a new special use permit for the same thing that they were asking for before. The one thing that we did change in this was originally there was a separate item that was for a variance for a mechanical room and the placement, the lot size is kind of a half circle shape. We've since had more, looked into the development agreement a little bit more and have found that the building official is allowed to waive those setback requirements, and so that variance is no longer needed. So I've adjusted the permit language just to talking about that variance. Everything else that they're proposing that was approved in 2017 is still the same. We've sent out new notices as far as these meetings go. We didn't receive any responses. The Planning Commission recommended approval unanimously, and we had one recused and one absent, so it was 4-0. And the applicant is also here if there's any questions.
Okay. Do you have any questions for the applicant?
Comment. It was appropriate when we approved it back in December, and I don't think anything's changed on that. It's appropriate today.
We're going to put for public comment. Hearing none. Sounds like everything is a staff's recommendation for approval. So, you get a motion to approve the special use permit.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Jay Carmona, move to approve Special Use Permit 2020-001, a request by the applicant Eco Compliance Corporation to construct and operate a medical waste thermal destruction plant and potential commercial power generation from waste. The subject property is located at 475 Pittsburgh Avenue, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number APN 005-051-54.
Okay, I have a motion.
I'll second your motion.
Motion for a second. since this is renewing the special use permit, the findings of fact going to be, should that be brought into the record too, Councillor?
I think they should.
Would you read the findings of fact for the motion for approval then, Kathy?
This approval is for Special Use Permit 2020-001, a request by the applicant Eco Compliance Corporation to construct and operate a medical waste thermal destruction plant and potential commercial power generation from waste. The subject property is located at 475 Pittsburgh Avenue, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number APN 005-051-54. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the McCarran planning area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in Section 2.E of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited as an approval of this special use permit. The subject property is located within an existing industrial neighborhood in the McCarran area of Story County. The zoning is based on the 1999 Story County Zoning Ordinance, which identifies the property as I-2, heavy industrial. The proposed medical waste thermal destruction plant is defined as a recycling facilities and operations involving use, recovery, or residue of hazardous materials and or wastes and requires a special use permit. Granting of the special use permit with the conditions of approval listed in Section 4 of this report will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons, property, in the neighborhood of the subject property. The project is expected to meet the safety and health requirements for the subject area. The use will also be subject to building and fire plan review in order to ensure compliance with federal, state, and other codes. The special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding area, and it will comply with all federal, state, and county regulations. The conditions under special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in the 1999 Story County Zoning Ordinance, Section 17.37, I-2, Heavy Industrial, and 17.62, Special Uses. Granting of the special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons working in the neighborhood or area of the subject property and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to property improvements in the neighborhood or area of the subject property.
Thank you, Kathy. So I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Good luck, gentlemen, in your new business. Next up is item number 15, discussion of possible action, Approval of the second reading to amend the general business license for the Union Brewery, 63 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440, requesting to add Don Grant. Sheriff Antonoro.
The second reading on this, adding Don, who is actually the owner of the property, to the business license. A little bit of a sticky wicket in this one. With adding her to the license, we will be removing the former license holder who has died.
Right. So. Lisa, yes. Yeah. All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Motion to approve.
Yep. I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the second reading of the amending of the general business license for the Union Brewery, 63 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, requesting to add Don Grant.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved to a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Item 16 is to recess the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene the Story County Liquor License Board. Bring us up to item number 17, which is discussion and possible action. Approval of the second reading to amend the existing liquor license for the Union Brewery at 63 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440, requesting to add Don Grant. Sheriff Antonoff.
Similar circumstances as to the business license that we just amended. On this, the liquor portion, we have completed the background investigation. There is a partner in the business that has been disclosed. However, he is not named on the license at this time due to their own structure and desires. But nothing in the background would preclude Ms. Grant from holding the license.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. So we have public comment regarding this item? Here enough, I get a motion to approve.
Hi, Jay Carmona. Move to approve the second reading for the amending of the liquor license for the Union Brewery, located at 63 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440, requesting to add Don Grant.
I'll second your motion.
And with that said, for full disclosure, I, too, hold a liquor license in proximity to the Union Brewery, and my voting on this would affect the applicant no differently than anyone else in proximity. So, with that said, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Chair. At this time, we're going to recess the Surrey County Liquor License Board and reconvene the Surrey County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us up to item number 19, discussion of possible action, approval of business license second readings, A through I. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Commissioners. Community Development recommends approval of all of the second reading of business licenses, items A through I.
Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
Jay Carmona, move to approve the second reading of business licenses A through I.
I have a second. Motion. Do I second? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to the last item on the agenda, item number 20, public comment. Mr. Chairman,
we need to do
the consent item that was moved out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I move that to?
Should have been number 18. We'll be okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Consent five. We're going to go back to consent agenda and item Roman numeral 5 for possible action. Approve the update to Story County administrative policies and procedures, including policies 206, drug and alcohol, free workplace, and others. Mr. Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jen Chapman, our HR director, has come on.
We didn't talk about this. No. We don't have to when it's under consent. Now that we've pulled five out, we have to talk about it.
Okay.
Jen Chapman for the record, and thank you, Commissioners. Basic housekeeping. IT Director James Dean and I have been working with Pool Pact and other technology experts in kind of updating some of our technology policies. You can see the markups in the package I just handed out to you. There's also some over there for the public. Most of it is just very minor language updates. So for policies, essentially 20 through 30, those are minor language updates. And the biggest thing is responsibility for review, which adds administrative officer or HR director, and to make it acceptable to update these as we need in light of all the technology requirements that are now being passed legislatively. We do have policy in the back of your packet there is, a new one, which is the password protection policy. This is a brand new policy. And this is one that we work closely with Pool Pact and Tony Rucci. He's one of the individuals that this is his line of work, and James Dean, and we came up with this just to help us secure our systems a little better. The 206, drug and alcohol-free workplace, that is a very minor update. It is only to add the language where it is during work hours. I can see that. And then the last one is policy number 1001, and again, just a minor language change, and that is for the review of the allegation and evidence. And so just some minor changes there. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Board members have any questions for Jim?
Yes, we're getting this cleaned up.
Okay.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, do you get a motion to approve this?
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the amendments to the workplace policies. Do you want something more than that?
Just Roman numeral 5 under consent agenda.
Which is Roman numeral 5 under the consent agenda?
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
I put a B under 8, but it looks like a check mark on everything else. That's why.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, before we get to, I guess we can do this under public comment. All right, we're on item 20 now. This is a public comment. Do we have any public comment today? Mr. Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just want to thank Commissioner Carmona for stepping up to the VCTC board appointment that we did earlier. Enjoy. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll see you on February the 4th.